oh my God, is it really you? Is it, it's really you. No, I just, you're even more astounding in real life. Those little pictures in the back of your book, they don't do you justice. I'm sorry, I'm a really big fan of yours. I've been reading you since forever. My all-time favorite, though, was Leather and Lace. The dynamic between John and Lydia was amazing. Sorry, but not to sound weird, but that one kept me up a lot longer at nights than it should have. Oh, gee, what am I doing? I'm sorry. I'm such an asshole. Would you please come in? It's not very polite to leave you out here just standing, so... Here, sit down. I meant to clean the house before you came, you know. That makes a good impression, but... I figured we could just talk for a bit, then go out to dinner. Afterwards, maybe share a bottle of wine? Something? Well, I'm pretty sure that we only have a few hours, so... I just want to make sure we make the best of it. Wait just a moment, please. Here it is. Lonely and in need of companionship. Win a date with the author of such works as Forbidden Love. Criminals with Benefits. Chained and Choked. And her hit seller, Leather and Lace. Buy her dinner and discuss your favorite steamy novels. Who knows? Maybe she'll be inspired for her newest work. Blah, blah, blah. Terms and conditions, yada, yada. Winner will be allotted 4 hours with her. 4 hours will be more than enough. You know, not to sound weird again, but this is definitely getting framed. One right above my bed. So, is it okay if we just, you know, talk for a bit? The restaurant I picked only had reservations for 10. It's... really fancy. I did a little research through your blog and I asked what your favorite was, anonymously, of course. But when you answered, I really got excited and I just immediately booked us the best seats. I didn't really ask about the time. Oh, good. You know, I still can't get over the fact that I actually won out of 3,570 something participants. I won. It was pretty easy, though. I'm literally your biggest fan. I know everybody you meet says that, but I really am your biggest fan. Do you remember the first book signing you did for Bad Behavior? January 19th, 2017. I was the first in line. Not many people came, unfortunately, but I guess that I saw your potential from the moment I read that first paragraph. And then that picture of you on the back biting your lip was just arousing as your words, if not more. I'm sorry, it sounded a little creepy, I know, but you know, aren't erotic novels written for the reader's arousal, though? Anyway, I've been an avid fan since. I booked plane tickets to visit every book signing you ever did. Be honest with you, it kind of hurt me financially, but it was completely worth it just to see you, and talk to you, and just look at you. What? Oh, you liked it. It was something I just wrote in a few hours, to be honest. I took a lot of your writing advice, and I guess it paid off. Admittedly, I had taken a bunch of inspiration from my own interests. I mean, a writing contest makes sense and whatever, but frankly, I've never written professionally. I used to upload most of it online, but I never really got any recognition. really just a bunch of horny high school kids. Damn, I'm so sorry. I've been talking your ear off. Please, I want to hear about you. And why did you pick my story? Yeah. What? No. I wasn't. I mean, sorry. I can't help but stare at that pretty face. No. I speak the truth. I mean, what man couldn't resist taking in every inch of you? I didn't mean to cut you off, but ma'am, I already kind of know everything about you. I mean, everything, really. Oh, trivia, huh? All right, I'll play a little game. Throw me out a question. Any question. Well, your first dog's name was Taco. Come on, I thought you were going to give me something hard. You named him that because you thought he was a chihuahua. Turns out it was just a mix. If I remember correctly, it's pepperoni, extra cheese, doughy crust, and a side of garlic bread sticks, right? Well, it's no secret that you'd favor New York City. Just because I know your dog's name and favorite type of pizza and place you desire to live doesn't mean I'm a stalker or anything. I just take a phenomenal amount of interest in you. Then again, you post a lot of your stuff on social media as well. So it really isn't that hard to find out stuff about you. Whew. I'm glad you don't think I'm like one of those weirdos or something. It's a despicable world we live in, and a lot of bad people out there. You really should be careful of what you post. No, I'm serious. When you brought your latest, any old Tom, Dick, and Harry could have figured out where your location was. You posted a picture of the car. License plates were blurred and all, but, you know, I could tell what state you lived in. And after just a bit of photoshopping, I was able to make out a portion of the nearby house number in the window. Seriously, you really need to be careful. You know, it only took me about 5 hours on Google Maps, and I was able to find that cute little car parked right outside your house. The nearby number matched and everything. Honey, do you realize what would happen if that info landed into the wrong hands? You could have been in danger. But it's okay, though. I made sure I reported that post immediately so they would take it down. That way, no bad people could find you. I was there to protect you. Even if you didn't realize it. So, why don't I show you around? Take a grand tour of my less than perfect homestead. I'd love to show you my collection of stuff. Come on, this way. You'll love it, I promise. I'm saving the best for last, though. So I guess you've seen the living room. It's really nothing spectacular. The dining room's over there, as is the kitchen. I'm not a big cook, but I do prefer a nice homemade meal. That door over there is just the basement. Don't worry about that. And upstairs is where it gets fun. Come on, follow me. Yep, down the hall. Sorry if it's a bit weird to give you a tour of the place, but I'm kind of just looking to kill some time. If you weren't so perfectly amazing, I'd be a little bit upset that you'd be in a stranger's home, but I'm not really a stranger, am I? Oh, man, here we are. The master bedroom right through here. So, what do you think? I told you I was your biggest fan. You're speechless. That's a great sign, right? What's your favorite feature? The 784 pictures lining the walls? 5 signed copies of each one of your books. That life-size poster of you in that first photo shoot, huh? The custom body pillowcase. I know. don't feel like you have to comment. Your silence is enough. You love it. Of course. You haven't seen the stack of VHS tapes. I've recorded over them with your interviews, shows you've done, etc. It's a bit old-fashioned for the current times, but I remembered you love nostalgic things, so I thought it was fitting. No, it's okay. It's not weird. No, it's not. Oh, you might not want to touch that. I haven't cleaned in a little while. Those are my favorite, though. They're really, really special. I couldn't believe you were showing that much cleavage. That's just my comb. I sometimes forget to clean the frames. So they get a bit hazy. I'm sorry, it's kind of gross, but that look does suit you. Hey, where are you going? Wait, no, come back. You can't leave. We've got another 4 hours. We haven't even had dinner. No, you're not seeing it correctly. I'm just expressing my love for you. Okay, maybe borders an obsession, but that's only because you're perfect for me. I just wanted to show you how highly I thought of you. It's not unhealthy at all, I don't think. Please, don't leave. Come on. You give me no choice. I really didn't want to do this. Baby, I just want to keep you safe. If you turn that doorknob, I'll do it. I know it's unconventional, but you can't run with a bullet in your leg. The last thing I want to do is ruin any inch of you. So please, please don't leave me. You're the only thing that I have. I want to make the most of our time together. Just sit down here for a minute and let's talk. Sit down on the bed. Please. Thank you. I'm sorry. But I have to keep the gun out just in case. There. See now? We can sit and talk like civilized people. I'm sure you're just a bit shocked at the moment, but you'll adjust. Are you shaking? Did I make you nervous? Jeez, I'm really sorry. It's fucking impolite. You stupid fucking idiot. You look like you're a fucking weirdo. Just be normal for once, god damn it. Where were we? Oh yeah, your favorite feature. I've worked on this collection for years. I mean, well, since you started. I asked you a question. Yeah, it's one of my most prized possessions. The pillow itself was $20. The case is where it got expensive. I ended up paying to have that picture of you in that slutty little silk dress you wear stretched and printed on it. Surprisingly enough, it's only about $100, plus shipping and whatnot. But you know, honestly, I really don't think I need it anymore. Now that I have the real you, honey, you will never comprehend how many nights I fell asleep with you at my side, even if it technically wasn't real you. Sit down. We have 3 hours and 41 minutes left. I won that contest. Couldn't use my time wisely. We will converse until I'm satisfied and then go on our little date. And then, well, let's cross that bridge when we come to it, huh? This, hopefully we don't have to use it. I just have it for my protection, so don't worry. Now, if you've calmed down a bit, would you mind coming with me? I want to show you something else. I promise it's not as amazing as this, but I think you'll like it. So come on, get up. There you go. Come on. Please close that door behind you. All right. So here we are. Look, I'm really sorry if you were taken back or something. It wasn't my intention to creep you out. I'm really in love with you, like super in love with you, and I don't know any other way to express my feelings, okay? I messaged you every day online, and you'd always reply, and that just, God, it sent me through the roof. I love you. I love you more than anything in this entire world. Right in here. I don't think I showed you this room yet. I'm extremely sorry about this. You don't understand how terrible I feel. I didn't mean to knock you out or anything, I promise. I just wanted to stun you. You were, God, you've been out for like 10 minutes. Oh, fuck, I thought I did something really bad. God, how could you scare me like that, huh? How could you do that to me? Oh, shit. God, I couldn't forgive myself if I had hurt you. You're probably groggy. I don't expect you to recover immediately from that. But to save a little bit of time, you may have noticed that I removed your clothes, of course. I left the bra and those pretty little panties, but it would have been rude of me not to. Now, in the time that you were out, I managed to run upstairs and bring down my mattress, just so you didn't have to sleep on the cold ground. Look, I've even got a little fuzzy blanket that you can use. It's your favorite color, of course. No. Not yet, princess. You may only get the blanket if you are a good girl. Okay? Nod for me. Nod your head. There you go. Perfect. Oh, baby. You're shivering here since you can't use the blanket just yet. I just have to squeeze myself around you. Big old bear hug. What? Oh, that thing. Pay no mind. Just a precaution. You kind of look like a little puppy dog with those chains around your neck. It really kind of suits you. Now, unfortunately, we have lost a few minutes of our time together, but, you know, it's fine. Simply decided I'm just going to keep you a little bit longer, okay? No big deal. Oh, man, could you imagine it? We'll get married. We'll have super kinky sex and even kinkier than your novels. Whenever you get a bit horny, I can fulfill every one of those fantasies. No, come on, you're home. This is your home now. Hush. Stop whining. It's kind of cute, but it makes you look a little pitiful. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you would feel that. Can you believe how hard you made me? Oh, it's amazing. Oh, God, your pictures online really are nothing compared to the real thing. I'm amazed. Would you mind if I, I hope it's perfect for you. I know you love it. You've always loved it. Even if we've only just met. You don't know what to do. That's okay. Here's a little incentive. Of course I still have it. It's apparently the only way to teach you right from wrong. I'd never use it unless I had to, of course, but now, spit on your hand and wrap it around my cock. Good girl. Oh, your hand looks so small compared to it. Well, what are you waiting for? Come on, get me off before I start getting angry. Oh, yeah. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, this is exactly how I envisioned it. Oh, God, it's even better. There you go. Come on. Pump it harder. You can do better than that. Come on. Familiar, isn't it? You've written about jerking guys off multiple times. I knew it had to be one of your kinks. Why are you crying? Come on, baby. This is literally perfect. I mean, look. You're stroking my cock, and I'm just deeply in love with you. This is all I've ever dreamed of. Oh, fuck. You have to stop. Oh, God. I'm sorry. It's so close. I'm saving my cum for that hot little pussy of yours, of course. I know how much you adore cream pies. Please be quiet. Shut up. This is my dream. And you will enjoy it. I'm sorry. I forgot to control my temper. Anyways, I'm glad I brought the mattress down here. It'd be such a shame to have to fuck you on this cold floor. Yeah, that wouldn't be too pleasant. What? Of course I'm gonna fuck you. What'd you think was gonna happen? I've waited for this moment for an eternity. I'm not gonna waste it. Come on, beautiful. Come here. Good girl. Here, let me just take off this sweet bra and reveal those magnificent tits. God, I'm so in love with you. Can I taste them? No? Well, I understand. You're probably still a little scared. But that's okay. I'm gonna make you feel real good. Shit, baby. You're even more perfect than I thought. Moan for me, little girl. Come on. Beg for it. Those nipples are so hard. Are you cold? Or just turned on? Stop complaining. Every little whore enjoys their tits played with, don't they? Now, while I'm enjoying this body, why don't you go ahead and remove those panties? I want to see just how wet you are. I'll take them off. Now, come on. Remove them. Good girl. My. You were prepared for this, weren't you? Oh, I bet you were just raring to get fucked tonight, weren't you? A date with a random strange man. You knew this was coming. You wanted this. Yes, you do! You're fucking dripping down there. Don't deny what your body tells you. God, I can't wait any longer. I'll get on the mattress. Whatever position you want. I want this to be special for both of us. You stop curling up and get in a position. I can take that little cunt, I promise you. I guess I have to do everything myself, don't I? You know what? That's fine. I know you adore playing hard to get. There. You will stay like this until I am satisfied. Here. You see how hard you made me? Can you feel my tip tease the entrance of yours? Oh, fuck, I need this. You're still shivering, baby. I'm so sorry if I'm scaring you. Here, would you like a countdown? Shh. It's okay. Stop crying. I love you, remember? Okay, are you ready? 3. Oh my fucking God. I'm so sorry, baby. I just couldn't wait. I couldn't wait till one. Oh, yeah. God, you squeeze me like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, squeeze me like that, baby. You cry and whimper. Oh, it's only making me harder. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, fuck you, God. You're simply perfect. Oh, God, I want to fuck you forever. I want to stay inside you and never leave. Oh, fuck. Oh, come on, baby. You keep saying no, but you, God, you're milking my cock like a little slut. Oh, I know you dreamed about this, haven't you? Writing all those books about BDSM. Rape. Oh, violence. You love this shit. Oh, fuck. You want me to call you a whore? You want me to beat you? Oh, it's okay. I'll do anything that makes you happy. You know what? You're being a fucking brat. You just fucking stop struggling. I'm already so close. I'm gonna finish deep in that pussy and show you where my cum really belongs. What was that? Did you say faster? Oh, you didn't? Well, maybe I just read it in your mind. Oh, yeah. That's okay. I know you can't really process anything right now. I'm literally fucking the brains out of you, aren't I? Why don't you say my name while we come? I want both of us to finish at the same time. Oh, God, you're so perfect. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, I love it. Oh, my God, I love you. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, God, I love you so much. Oh, my baby. Oh, fuck. 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 Stay there. I want to make sure all my cum stays right where it belongs. Not a drop is allowed to leak. Shh, pretty girl. Come on, it's over now. No crying. Holy shit, I am so in love with you. God, I love you more than anything in this world. Now, we only have a few hours left. But fortunately, I don't exactly feel like giving you back. So why don't we just stay here? I will bring you back some dinner and we can just spend the night together. Okay? This is your home now, okay? Hush. You don't need to worry. I'm here. Now, I'll be back in a little bit with some food. I will cancel our reservations and just pick some up. So, don't try escaping. I'm going to lock the basement door just as an extra precaution. Now, I'll be back in a little bit with some food. I'll cancel our reservations and just pick some up. But don't try escaping. So I'm going to lock the basement door just as an extra precaution. I love you so much, baby.